Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. A group that closely emulated the discipline preached by Malcolm X in the Oakland Bay Area of California were the Black Panthers. In 1966, shortly after his release from prison, Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale wrote the initial platform statement for the Black Panthers, a 10-point program that included such items as a demand for full employment of black people, the end of wars of aggression, namely Vietnam, and free health care. They decided on a uniform of blue shirts, black pants, black leather jackets, black berets, and they openly displayed loaded shotguns. Newton called on the Panthers to serve the people and to make survival programs a priority within their branches. And they were very devoted to community service, offering the famous Free Breakfast for Children's program initially run out of Oakland Church. But coupled with the community activity was a militancy that profoundly disturbed major institutions in the country. They were accused of funding their chapters through drug trafficking, and they made threats against police officers. For example, chants like, quote, "The revolution has come, it's time to pick up the gun, off the pigs," unquote. As a consequence, notwithstanding their community service efforts, in August 1967, the Federal Bureau of Investigation instructed its program, COINTELPRO, to, quote, neutralize what the FBI called, quote, black nationalist hate groups, unquote. The government began a crackdown on the party and their activities. Huey P. Newton was arrested for an alleged murder, which sparked a Free Huey campaign. Fred Hampton was famously drugged by a police informant and then murdered in his sleep. Bobby Hutton was also murdered in a shootout, and Eldridge Cleaver was wounded. In 1969 alone, 348 Panthers were arrested for a variety of crimes. By the time the war in Vietnam was over, the war against the Black Panthers in the United States had come to a conclusion as well. Vilified in the press and murdered in shootouts on urban streets, as a valid political movement, the Black Panthers hardly ceased to exist. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.